been a blessed day. Amen. Amen. Go with me to Exodus chapter 34. We've sat down on this chapter because there's some things that we really need to embrace. And today I hope you really embrace them. Here's the first thing I want you to know. Jesus Christ desires to save you, to be in your life, and to bring you to heaven. Okay, so I want you to get that understanding of God. We are absolutely, totally sold out and committed to that here at Hillview Heights Church. So if you want to be in a church that's going to preach another way to heaven, you're in the wrong place. Okay, we're about Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected. And I want to be straight about this because the culture is pushing on you rapidly, okay? And you're not my sheep, you're God's sheep. But my job is to make sure that you know, okay, that you know what God has said. Does that make sense? And I don't want anybody here to be led astray because here's what I want you to know. What the devil says sounds good. And what the devil says sounds correct. But you got to listen and you got to know who God is so you won't be led astray by what you hear or what you see. Now, here's the first thing I want you to know. God's made a covenant with you. It's called grace. God has made a covenant with you. It's called grace, and he will not let go of you. Go with me to Exodus chapter 34, verse 10. Now remember last week we left Moses and God. Moses has chiseled out the Ten Commandments, and God has written down what he wrote the first time. Because what God makes, God doesn't change. Okay? It is in motion. Now, I want to encourage you, get in motion with God. You see, sometimes I think we think our faith is about what we state, but our faith is about how we live. God is calling us to live in him, live with him, be made by him, be energized with him, be glorified by him, be justified by him, be sanctified in him, be expressed in what? Now you got it. He did this with Moses. He said, I am making a covenant with you, Moses, and this covenant goes back to Abraham. Now you got to get this. And I want you to know this, and you're going to hear your pastor tell you the truth. All right? God's people are still God's people. The covenant God has with Abraham will not bend no matter how you politically try to manipulate it. It will be in motion. I don't care who we elect the president. I don't care what king shows up. I don't care what dynasty tries to control it. God's covenant trumps human understanding. Now think about this. How many of you all are willing to let God make you a blessing and to be the blessing in you? Now look at here. Verse 34, chapter 10. Look at here. You ready? Not chapter 10, verse 10, chapter 34. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Who said that? Who?
The Lord.
What the Lord says goes. This covenant goes back to Abraham. It goes back to Isaac. It goes back to Jacob. It comes up and eventually Jesus, and now we're all in the covenant. Don't mess with God's people. Which is, I'm going to blow you. Go read your history. Check me on this. Every great empire, every great nation that has fallen has messed with God's land. I don't care how much you smile or how charming you think you are, you will not get past what God says. We all fall short of what God can do. Make sense? Now be careful here. Look at here. He said, I'm going to make a covenant with you. And he said, Moses, this is what's going to happen. Before all people, I will do wonders never done before in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. How many of y'all realize that really what we're supposed to be is God's activity here on earth? Look at your neighbor and say, you are activity. And may you be God's activity. Tell them that. Come on. Now, come on. You are God. Let's just get this a minute. How many of y'all glad to be God's activity? Which is, even those of you who have yet to receive Jesus Christ, guess what? You're here today and you're putting yourself at risk of being a part of God's activity. What do you think about that? God loves people that don't believe in Him. Thank goodness. Or none of us would have a shot. And guess what? You're God's activity. I want you to begin to embrace that. Now, let's talk honest. Just real frank for a minute. One of the reasons America's screwed up is because the church is screwed up. Now, we can go on all this political mamby-pamsy. You know, I'm not worried about political. I want to know where God's people are. It looks like to me that when God gets to talking, He starts talking to His people. Tracy, and He kind of sounds like you do in that aerobics class. Kind of, you know, God getting boom. If y'all ever been in Tracy's aerobic class, you don't go unless you're saved. Because you could die in there. I'm telling you, I've seen people. She's invited me in there, and I said, I don't feel like dying yet, Tracy. Not yet. I'm not done. Look at here. Well, I want you to know that God wants to make. Hear that word. Make in you, His wonder. God wants to make in you His wonder. I don't know about you, but when I see these little kids up here dancing, doing a boomerang training, I see God's wonder. You know, sometimes I am still kind of like a little kid, but I love little kids. You know why? Because they ain't covered up with all the up. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? They're not uppity. Like, do you know, Sam, they were singing, they just like. Adults go, well, you know, I'm a dignified man. No, you're not. You just ain't got no groove. And see, what God wants is God wants to place. Listen, here's what He's really telling them. Let me update. God says, I want to place my rhythm, my groove, my understanding, my ways of heaven in your existence. Amen. And when the people see that among you, they will see the wonders of God. Now, here's what I want you to know. The covenant, is everybody listening? Say, yeah, I'm trying. Work with me here today, okay? The covenant that God made to Abraham that flowed through Isaac and to Jacob is the covenant that Jesus is connected to. Same covenant. See, here's what I'm trying to, here's where we all get confused. Here's why it's so hard to understand God. Because you and I never stay with what we say. True or false? Harvey, what about you? Have you ever said something and changed your mind?
Yes, sir.
Thank God. I'm glad you and I can change our mind. You know why? I don't know about you, but I got a bad mind. Any of y'all got a bad mind?
Amen.
How many of y'all ever think stuff you shouldn't think? You see, your mind's messed up because you know you shouldn't think it and you think it anyway. That's how messed up it is. How many of y'all have ever done that? How many of y'all have even been to church, heard what you should think, and walked out the door and had a bad thought right out of church?
Amen.
How many of y'all have ever been preaching and had one? My mind's messed up. Yeah, my mind's messed up. But my God wants to make a covenant with me. You see, the wonders of God come out in His people. And I want you to know today, that's why I want to tell you this message today. You are His wonderful people. And I'm going to scream it from the mountaintop. I'm going to shout it from the valley. Go let the wonder of God come out. The world needs to see that. Not just America. The world needs to see that. You know why? We used to sing that song. Remember, there is no God. There is no God like Jehovah. Jeff, help me out. We used to sing that song. Is that my right? There is no God like Jehovah. All right. In other words, the other gods, little g, s on the end, are not the God. Now, this has got to be important. You got to understand, if you're going to believe in Jesus, you are marked by the wonder of God. Now, here's what the world's going to tell you. Oh, that's great. You have your God. I have my God. We'll have another God over here, another God over there. Sheriff, we'll have the God of Richardville and the God of Plano. And as long as all the gods just meditate and groove together, we'll all be happy. Welcome to America. Now, here's what I want you to know so that you will not remain ignorant. Islam and Christianity are not the same God. They're not even close. They don't even come into play as being close. Now, why am I teaching you this? Because you're going to see that if you're going to follow the God of creation, the God that will really bless your life, you can't be holding hands with other gods. Nor bound down to them.
No, you better hold on. You better read that Bible. See, some of y'all say, read your Bible. God, can I make it plain today? Can I just make it plain? God gets ticked when you bow down to other gods. That is one thing that will tick God off. And let me help you. Barry Lindsay, I don't know how it is in your house, but I know how it is in my house. I don't want to tick my wife off. Because when I tick my wife off, things do not go well. How many of y'all? I think that's why God gives men wives. Just to give them a very small way of how it feels when he gets ticked off. Now listen, you do not want God ticked off. Now see, some of y'all sitting here right now, I can hear your thoughts. Well, God would never be mad at America because we're a godly nation. Would you please wake up? You have been smoking something very funny if you think this is a godly nation. In fact, when the president said we're not a Christian nation, that didn't rattle my feathers. That was no new news to me. I had known that a long time. I had known that the whole time I've been preaching. We're a nation who has been exposed to the Christian covenant, but we haven't embraced it in a long time. Because when you embrace what God wants to do, you can't be polluted by debt and poverty. I mean, if you're really going to follow him. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all have ever held hands with other gods? You better hold on. They're good looking. They're going to come over here. I'm going to bless you. A lot of them are on late night cable. And they have white teeth. And they go, if you just follow this positive way in your life, the positive inner self will reveal itself out of you and you can make millions. Now listen, if all you got's a positive inner self, then guess what? You'll be one of the happiest people in hell I know. You can go down there to hell and your little positive self going, look, my positive self is here in hell. I'm going to embrace this experience. It won't change its reality. Don't hold hands with other gods. Why? God's really serious about this. He said, I'm making a covenant. And here's what God does. Look at this. God will take out what stands in his way. Because look what he did. He said, now you obey what I told you. I will drive out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. The ites are in trouble. That's the way you remember. The ites are in trouble. You got it? They're what? Now, why is God moving them out? I mean, does God look out in the world and go, I don't like Jebusites? No, they're on the land he has promised. And when God makes a covenant, Brewer, God can't break his what? Covenant. Now, how many of y'all understand this? We got the same stuff in us today. What do we have in our lives that only God can move out to take residence? Sin. Is that all right? If you really look at us, now I'm not calling the Jebusites and the Amorites sin. I'm calling, that's where God makes this new covenant with us. The only way to get rid of sin is who? You can't shout it out. How many of y'all have ever got a can of shout and tried to shout your sin out? Did it work? How many of y'all have ever said this? Now, I bet you've tried this one. I'm going to be a good person and that's going to keep me from sinning. I am a good person. Come on, we live in Kentucky. We believe that. I'm a good person. Well, what's good mean? Good is according to you. But God says, no, this ain't about being a good person. This is about me making a covenant in you that will last forever so that I can take you where only I can take you. Hold on, you got to follow me now because it's going to be shorter than you think today. Only God in Christ can take you to heaven. How many of you believe that? Okay, you're a radical. If you really believe that. Your pastor's a radical. In today's times, I am an absolute radical. I believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. I believe that Jesus died for your sins. I believe if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to split hell wide open.
Amen.
I don't care if you're polite, you're kind, you're friendly, you're nice. You're an upside down rainbow, inside in out, rainbow clouds, Barney person, Oprah person. I believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Here's why. I believe there's only one God. In his name is Jesus.
and He has a Spirit, and He has the Father of all creation, and the three are one. I believe the covenant of Abraham was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and I believe what God says will be no matter what any other man ever says. That'll make you a radical in today's times. You know why? It made you a radical in yesterday's times. And it made you a radical in the beginning. You're marked by the wonder of God. Now God says He gives warning. Be careful! Say that with me. Be careful. He tells Moses, you be careful because when you get in the land, you're going to see a lot of other gods. Now let me show you how committed God is to this. He said, I'm going to move these people out of the way. Verse 12. Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going. What are we trying to do right now? Let me just tell you something. Did Jesus say, hold hands with your enemy or pray for your enemy? Did Jesus ever say, make a treaty with the enemy? No, He said what? Pray for your enemy. You know why I said that? Let me move them out of the way. Because if you try to move them out of the way, they're going to con you. Amen. How many of y'all have ever done this? Quick illustration. If you're in the dating range, that means if you're married, you're no longer eligible to date. Okay, I just want to be very clear on that. I like to be clear on things today. All right. If you are dating, that means you're not married and you're in the dating kind of situation. Please do not try this because it really messes your life up. It's undefeatable. I'm a little older now. I have instead of having six abs, I have a uniab and I have gray hair. So you replace that with some wisdom. Here's the wisdom. Watch this. Dating somebody can cause you to be like them. And see, here's what a lot of good, godly, especially you girls, you sweet little girls, you go out and get you a hell-raising renegade. And then you bring him into my office. Here he is. I know him. I know where he's been, and I know what he's thinking. And you set him in front of me, and I ask that magic question. Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? No, man, I just want to get married to this girl. Man. And then I look at the girl, and here she is. Because here's where you girls get con. You all think your looks are going to change a man. And then 3 years later, here you come, trailing him back. You don't look like this anymore. You're like, huh? Because guess what happened? It's impossible for you to change him because he's got some Amorite in him, some Hittite in him. He's got a little Jebusite on the side. That's usually what gets him in trouble. And he's not doing what God wants him to do because guess what? He wasn't of God. Now, ladies and men, and you men do the same thing. Here's where you men crack me up. If she's whining while you dating, amplify that 100 times after you get married. And then you men walk in going, well, she just whines and complains all the time. And I go, and a lot of people don't like to come see me for marriage counseling because I go, did she do that when you dated her? They go, yeah. I said, you should have never married her. If you don't want one that whines, don't date one that whines. Yeah. You said, are there some out there? Don't plan on getting married anytime soon. Got to work at it. Find what works. Here's why I preach this. I am tired of living in a church with a 56% divorce rate. And watch this. If everybody would just follow God, we'd knock that down to about 3%. This is not hard. Young people, you listen to me. If you don't like them when you're dating them, you're really not going to like them when you marry them. So here's the way you figure that out. Don't date them. I kind of like our culture. I'm glad we get to date different people till we find one that kind of goes, a lot. It works. Aren't you all glad we don't assign people their spouse? Although, let me tell you about marriage. Some cultures that assign spouses have a lower divorce rate than we do. For this one reason. They honor the covenant of marriage more than they do their self-pleasure. This is what God's telling Moses. He said, listen, don't you be making a treaty. Don't be holding hands with false gods. Don't be signing treaties with those that are not like you. If you're going to get married and you're a follower of Jesus Christ, your first question to whoever you meet ought to be this. Hi, how you doing? What's your name? Good. It's Kim. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Why waste money on a dinner that's not going to work? You say, well, Pastor Steve, you're just carrying on. Oh, really? Let's see what God said. He said, God's a jealous God. Do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Now, God is a jealous God. Here's the deal. If you're going to follow Jesus, guess what, Jordan? It's Jesus. My son was telling me the other day on their football team, he plays for the Tops, and I think they're starting to get some really good attitude. And some of the players came in to work out the other day, and they had another school T-shirt on, you know, like just another school, like foreign schools. And they made them go back to their dorm and change and put their Topper shirt on. I like that. Because you know what they were saying? If you're going to be a Topper, we don't wear other jerseys. This is the jersey we, you know, the church needs to hear that. We wear a cross. So don't be bringing any sickles in here. And don't be bringing any incense in here. And don't be bringing any prayer rugs in here. And don't be bringing the temple in here. And don't be bringing your New Age theology in here. And don't be bringing your Oprah gospel in here. Because there's one Lord. See, y'all don't buy that totally. But guess what? Here's what scares me to death. Many of you are going to stand before judgment and you're going to go straight to hell and you've been to church every Sunday. And it'll be one reason. You believed in Jesus, but you made treaties with other gods. And he's going to go. You're going to go, well, Lord, I went to Hillview. He goes, I know, but you never knew me. Well, Lord, they put my name in the computer. They said I attended. Listen, you shouldn't worry about your name being on a church roll. Your name needs to be in the book of life. That's the book you need to be concerned about. Because you see, on a church roll, your name's just typed in. In that book of life, it's written in blood. God's made a covenant with you, and nobody can erase your name. The government can't erase your name. Satan can't erase your name. Nobody can erase your name. Imagine that. Your name cannot be erased when it's written in the blood of Jesus. I made a covenant with you. Don't hold hands with what? Other gods. God wants you. Why? Because he wants to move the things out of your life so he can establish heaven in you. What's wrong with that? I don't know, but y'all, but listen, I'm married to Elizabeth. I've been married to Elizabeth in December for 25 years. That ought to tell you right there it's possible. Any of y'all that think you can't stay married, y'all just go think what Elizabeth's going through. And she stayed. It's possible. Now watch. Watch, I want to show you something. You know what? I'm a jealous husband. When I went in covenant with my wife, I only want her to be with me. If she was holding hands with another man, that would tick me off. Jimmy, what about you if Martha was walking around town holding hands with another man? What would you do? What would you do to that man?
Try to get him down.
You got one good punch left in you, Jimmy.
Right.
Would you use it? All right. Good. Now, don't do that. They'll arrest you for it. But I'm going to tell you what. If Elizabeth was running around holding hands with another man other than my son, a man, and they were walking around town just holding hands, and if she looked at me and said, I don't know what the big deal is. We're just holding hands. Nothing else has happened. We're just holding hands. Red, I'm taking the sucker out. Sheriff, you can come get me. I'll be good. I'll say, Sheriff, lock me up. You're right. I broke his jaw. You're right. We'll take up an offering next Sunday to get his jaw fixed. We'll be merciful. I broke his jaw. Why? That's my wife. We made covenant. We made a promise. We said we would see no other till death do us part. We said we would be in this together. And I don't want you holding hands with another when God has destined us together. It's the same thing with God. God says, this is my bride. I mean, God is our groom, James. And God looks at his bride. He puts the church by his side. And when we reach over and stick our pinky out and hold hands with the world, he's not happy. Now you understand it, don't you? If God put that in us, then how much more is it in him? That make sense? Barry, if somebody messed with your beautiful women over there, you going back, you getting some of that Western Kentucky coming up in you, aren't you? Guess what, men? You know why I think we live in such a sappy little world? Because you hadn't been men. I'm from the South. I'm proud to be from the South. I will never be from anywhere else. I'm not saying we got everything right, but there's one thing we had that we let go of because all the people said we were just a bunch of hayseeds. Well, I'm fine to be a hayseed. I'd rather be a hayseed headed to heaven than a sophisticate living in hell. You know what we used to do? We used to open the door for women. You know why? We honored the covenant. You ought to bring that back. Young men, you all ought to do that. And if she goes, well, I can open the door for myself, just tell her I ain't opening the door because you're a blessed woman. I'm opening the door because I'm a gentleman. And women, cut all that stupid chatter out. Amen. Women say, you're equal to a man. No, you're not. Look, you ain't got no hair on your chest. And if you do, thank God, God's made lasers for that now. Okay, look, I mean, he's helped us. Be careful. But we're in covenant with God. I'm going to show you. I'm about done. 2 minutes and we're coming to the altar. Look at here. It's serious. God said, don't run around with other gods. He said, don't prostitute yourself out to what I can do. Now think about this for a minute. Anytime I turn to something else, I'm being a prostitute. Yep. Oh, that's a nasty illustration. Because that's what God said. Look. He said, now be careful. Watch your sons and daughters when you get over in the land. Be careful. And don't make treaties with these folks. And when you choose some of their daughters as wives for your sons, and those daughters prostitute themselves to their gods, they will lead your sons to do the same. Don't do it. You're the bride of Christ. You're without spot or wrinkle. How many of y'all have ever seen? Every bride I know is beautiful. How many of y'all have ever seen an ugly bride? I ain't never seen an ugly bride. Now, I've seen some after effects, but I'm talking about right there at the wedding. I've never seen an ugly. Have you all? Why? She's a what? Candy, I bet when you was walking down that aisle being a bride, you was all what? Radiant. Ever bride. Some of y'all going to be a bride, but we're all a bride in Christ. What do you men think about that? God looks at us as a bride. He says, follow me, stay in covenant with me, and I will place you in the land that I have given you. Now, let me update that for you. God made a covenant with Abraham. He said, you will be a blessing of all what? How many nations? All. But I'm going to start with you, Abraham. That was the Jewish people. The Jewish people amaze me. They've been enslaved, they've been killed, they've been scandalized. There's no other group of people that have been bashed like Jewish people. And somehow or another, you'd be hard-pressed to find one in poverty. They remember the covenant. And here is the mystery of the Jewish covenant with God. They don't talk about where they've been. They talk about where God is taking them. How many of y'all need that in your life? Quit talking about where you've been. Quit talking about your past sins. Quit talking about you falling to, you've been messed up with some other gods. Let's talk about what the God can do. Amen. And I guarantee you, you'll start living like you never did before. Amen. Anybody learn anything today? Did y'all get this today? Y'all look shell-shocked. I'm sorry. I got to tell you the truth, man. I love you guys. Listen, I hope y'all will hang in here. But listen, we got some crazy things going on. And listen, this has nothing to do with politics. We've had crazy things going on as amplifying over the past 80 years. Bush didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Clinton didn't do it. Nixon didn't do it. He even told everybody he didn't do it. Let me tell you what did it. Sin. And the only cure I know for sin is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There's only one cross that will forgive you of your sin. Now listen, some of you are here today because God brought you in here. You don't even know why He brought you in here. I do. He wants to forgive you. He wants to make a whole new person with you. He wants to make a new covenant with you. Now please understand this. You are not going to heaven because you're a good person. You're going to heaven because Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed real blood, and has forgiven us of all of our sin. Does everybody understand that? That means we're all in the same place. And you know why God did it that way? Because He knew what some of us would do. Some of us would go, well, I only had two beers and they had six. If you think like that, you probably needed six. See what I'm saying? It's not about that. It's about this. How many of you understand that we are dead without God? Did you feel that in Moses? I mean, here's what God was telling Moses. Moses, if you don't listen to me, those Amalekites and those Hittites and those Jebusites and all the ites, they're going to smack your head, boy. Only I can move them out of the way. Here's what God wants to move out of your way today. Sin. Somebody's going to get saved today. How many of y'all glad about that? That somebody's going to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. I live for that every day. That somebody might be saved. And I want you all to pray with me. We're going to open the altar right now. Listen carefully. If you've never asked Jesus to come into your life, it starts with this. Lord Jesus.
Cool.
Come into my life. I'm sorry for what I've done. I want you to make a covenant of grace in me. Jesus, I believe you died on the cross. You've risen from the grave. Lord Jesus, come into my life. This has just been my findings. I've never seen Jesus refuse anybody. I've never seen Jesus go, nah, I'm not saving you. Nah. I've always seen Jesus say, yes, I love you. You can be from Mexico and Jesus still save you, won't he? He'll even get you baptized, won't he? Give me some. All right. Amen. It doesn't matter where you're from. It matters what? Chris Allen, what? Where are you going? It doesn't matter if we have a tornado on 31W. As long as it's going towards your house, I'm fine with where that tornado's going. Amen? No. What was this? Storms or no storms, God's still going to be God. Have you already let Jesus Christ in your life forever and ever? Amen. Now, I want you to know, every one of you that are following Christ, there's a forever, ever amen already going off in you. But today, some of you need to come to be baptized. I want you to get that taken care of. Gene, you got baptized. Did it? Any bad effects? Any bad side effects? Your hair was gone before we baptized you. That did not cause that. All right. And here you are. Thank you for being a real man serving preschoolers. I love all the women serving preschoolers, but a man, you see a big old 6-foot dude up there happy with those kids, a real man who loves his wife, who loves his kids, teaching other little boys. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. Men, the more of you that are in the nursery, the more real men we're going to really see in the next 20 years. We are in a male crisis. Ladies, y'all are doing pretty good. The only problem is the guys are acting just like you. And so I'd really, for some of you young women, to be able to have a husband and not another girlfriend. You'll really appreciate a man once you really get to know him. A man. One that says, honey, I'm going to protect you. One that doesn't come home and say, I don't know what to do. But one that says, honey, God has really instructed me because I love the Lord. And this is going to be the deepest blessing for us. I don't want any of our young ladies to miss out on that. It's serious stuff. All right, let's stand up together. We got a decision to make. Eric, we got to make a decision right now. You know what I mean? It's decision time. This is what altar means. That's a holy word for means this. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with what you've heard? Now, just pray with me. I want some of y'all come to the altar today. Warning. I got to give you all truth. I'm not going to back up. This is a little clearer today than it's ever been. They may come get me one day. Because I'm not going to back off what God's Word says. And guess what? God's Word does not say what we think. That's okay. Right now, Jesus Christ is drawing some of us to be saved. Is it you? If you've never been baptized, please come get that cleared up. If Jesus was to come back suddenly, I just want everybody to be all right in here. Is that okay? So I want you to have everything squared away. Here's my deal. I just think it's best to have everything God said done when He comes. And if you're in question, you said, do you think I ought to do this? I'd just go ahead and do it anyway, all right? Here's why. I've seen several thousand baptisms. I've never seen it harm anybody. I've never seen anybody drowned over it. I've never seen anybody die over it. Mark, I've never heard this. I have never heard somebody come out of the baptistry and go, oh, man, I wish I hadn't have done that. Now, I can't say that about every wedding. But I can about the wedding feast. So let's open this altar of Lord Jesus. You have loved us so much. And Lord, as we open this altar today, I just pray that people would come. First of all, if you've never met Christ right now, Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned and I know I'm not where I need to be, but I'm convinced, Jesus, that you would get me there. Take me there. Lord, I'm asking you to come into my life and forgive me of my what? Come on, church, forgive me of what? Oh, y'all know the message. So if you're praying that right now, Jesus is coming into your life. Believe He died from the cross and He rose from the grave. And if you don't mind, if you'll just bop up front and tell us that you've had that experience, we want to connect with you and welcome you into the kingdom of God. If you've never been baptized, you know you've received Christ, you know you need to be baptized. I'm calling on you right now to get that taken care of. So just a few moments, just for a few moments, we're going to open this time of ministry. This is a part of worship. This isn't exit. This is entrance into the kingdom of God. God loves you so much. Do you realize He sent His Son to die so every one of us would have a place in heaven? And without Jesus coming and dying and living, guess what? We just wasted some time. But that's not the case. He's alive. So let Him touch you today. Right now, as you come to this altar, may the Lord bless you. And just for a few moments, the altar's open. Y'all come. And as you come, may the Lord speak. Let's worship at the altar. Let's receive Christ. Let's be baptized. Let's be healed. Let's let God speak. Come on, church. Come on. Be blessed. Be blessed in the name of Christ. Be blessed. Be blessed.